Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va? Hopefully you guys had an awesome week this last week. Knowing that Alugandudu's sister and brother-in-law came, it's super awesome. Hopefully everything worked out great with you guys. Let's see, Monday was super awesome. In the morning, we went and got our money from the bank, and there was, like, some crazy dude there who was, like, super impatient and was, like, freaking out at us and, like, shoved me and Elder Ayama and, like, started saying how, like, he was gonna cut our heads off. Yeah, he was nuts. He was, like, some giant dude. And then Elder Kababi was, like, he's Goliath, and we're all David. We're gonna kill him. Oh, that was funny. But yeah, so that happened, and then after that we went to the market, and then I went back to our apartment, and then just like went to the cyber, and it was super awesome because I finally got to like send all the recordings and pictures, so that was like a super huge blessing. I was super happy about that. Then Tuesday we had district meeting and chefed his own cane for that. So that's super cool. And then we just like stayed at the church and waited for Chris to come, but he never came. And then we just had some lunch and then went to like just kind of check on like the people who like is gonna get baptized on Saturday. And then after that, we went and taught for Zaggy, who's this guy that is living with, that Frere Chris is living with. He's like this really old dude, and like he drinks a lot and smokes. And after we like taught him the power of the word of wisdom, he stopped smoking and drinking like immediately, which is really crazy. Like which is awesome. Sweet. We've been, like, teaching him and stuff. So we'll see how that works out. Hopefully we can baptize him. And then when we were walking our way home, we saw Frere Sai. We were, like, talking with him. And then when we got back to the apartment, I got a talk with Elder Alugandudu. So that was super fun. We just talked for a while about, like, a bunch of random stuff. And then that was, like, basically it for Tuesday. We didn't really do much Tuesday, except for like the district meeting, and then went around to like all of our people that are gonna get baptized and stuff. And then Wednesday, was pretty great. We went and taught some new people that like we found by doing OVB. And so that was pretty good. We had two good lessons with them. And then so it was Sir Christel, First Cyril, and Sir Gress. And then after that, we went and taught Frere Denny again. And we were, like, at his house for, like, 3 hours. This dude is, like, giant waste of our time. Like, we've yet to go back to his house because he literally just asked a bunch of bizarre questions. Oh, man. He just asked random stuff, man. And then we went to the church for the présentation de baptême pour le candidat de baptême. And then after that, and the church had power, so I finally got to play piano, which I haven't played for like ever. So that was super awesome. And then for Chris, came by the church and stuff, and so like we've been trying to get a hold of him, so like we haven't taught him for a while. And so like while my comp was doing the présentation, avec notre candidat de baptême, I just like I was teaching Frere Chris. I just taught Frere Chris, and stuff, so that was super cool. Like, I was just teaching him, like, while my comp was doing the entetrin de baptême. And then, like, the pre-entetrin. And then after that, I just, like, talked to him about, like, faith and stuff. And, like, how, like, he needs to have, like, the faith and, like, pray to find, like, work and stuff. And, like, stop going out and, like, teaching stuff because, like, that's not good. Like, that's, like, not what we do in our church. I mean, like, he needs to stop, like, being, like, the prophet guy. I don't even know. And so then, and we were, like, telling him, like, if he wants to be baptized, like, I was just telling him, like, if he wants to be baptized, like, he's gotta stop doing that. And, like, I was just, like, explaining how, like, later in his life, like, when he gets married and stuff, like, he could do, like, a couple's mission, and, like, that's, like, what he could do. And he's like, oh, like, okay, like, that'd be cool. And, like, when I was, like, talking about that, like, he, like, started, like, tearing up and stuff. Like, it was a pretty cool experience. It was pretty spiritual. And then, we just, like, went back to the apartment, and that was, like, it for Wednesday. And then Thursday, so I called Mama Benene on Monday, and then she finally called me back on Thursday about, like, me getting skinny and, like, the parasite or whatever. And so then, like, I went to the hospital Thursday to, like, get checked out and stuff. And what was super bummer was that, like, we missed the wedding because the wedding was on Thursday, and we went to the hospital instead. So that was a bummer, but it was okay. It's like they just, like, did, like, a bunch of tests and stuff. I have to go back on Tuesday and then on Thursday again to, like, do, like, on Tuesday I have to go to, like, the radiology because they're, like, doing, I can't remember the name of the thing. It's like the thing they do, like, when you have, like, a baby, they, like, put on your stomach or whatever. I don't even remember the name of it, but they're, like, gonna do that to, like, look at my stomach, or I don't even know. So they were doing that Tuesday, and then Thursday we're gonna go back and, like, receive the results and stuff. And then when we came back to our apartment after the hospital, our whole apartment was just completely flooded because Elder Ayama left the water on because, like, the power went out and he forgot to, like, turn the water off. So we came and literally our apartment was just flooded, like, so much water, like, our whole storage tank just in our apartment. So yeah, that was, like, super frustrating. So me and my comp just cleaned that all up and stuff. And then Friday was pretty cool. It was a pretty chill day. We just went and saw Sir Christel and for Sierra again. Those our new immediate Iglesia. And then, but they weren't there. And so that was kind of a bummer. And then we went and taught Sir Naomi. And Sir Quaco, the wife of the second counselor in our ward, came to the lesson too, and so that was super cool. And then we went to a new lady, Sir Nadej, over by Sir Raymond and Sir Martin. And then we just, like, gathered up, like, all of our immediate Iglesias, por le tetrin de baptême. And President Benene came for the tetrin de baptême por Frère Sir Bru, and also Sir Blandine, because they had abortions and stuff, and so they had to do the tetrin de baptême avec President Benene. And then after that, like, basically, like, while they were, like, doing that, I just was, like, spending the time just, like, playing the piano and stuff, and I was, like, singing with the piano, and, like, all of Fur Bru's kids were just, like, came and, like, gathered around me and were, like, singing with me. It was awesome. And then after that, we dropped Sir Aminata off at her house, who's the daughter, or who's, like, some girl who's, like, staying with the Elders Quorum president. I don't really understand how it's all working out. Like, she wasn't a member, so, like, she was baptized, but, and so, like, we went to the other Quorum president's house, and, like, they gave us dinner and stuff, so that was super nice. And then we just, like, went back to our apartment after that. And then Saturday was the the day of the baptisms, man. It was awesome. We baptized 7 people. So it was for Brew, Sir Brew, for Kevin, Sir Vanessa, for David, who are their kids, and then Sir Aminata is like the girl who's staying with the Elder's Corn president, and then Sir Blandine is this girl who we've been teaching over in Benicoso, and she got married. So Frere Mark, he's already a member of the church, but his wife wasn't a member, and so and they also got married along with Sir Frere Brew. So that's super cool. And then also we ended up ending the month with 12 baptisms. So that was super cool. I was super stoked about that. And then after that, we just kind of spent the rest of the day like at the... Oh, also I baptized them all, so that was super cool. And then we stayed, because my comp wanted to like download all his pics from my camera. It's like we just stayed at the church and we were like doing that. And then he wanted to make an account for Facebook. So we like ended up just staying at the church for like ever. And then after that, we went back to the apartment and just like stayed there basically the rest of the day. And then a guy came to like fix our broken refrigerator. But like he never fixed it. Like he literally did nothing with it. So like all of our fish ruined, everything's ruined, so that was a bummer. And then that was like basically it. And then today, this morning we went to, I can't remember the name of it, we went to like John Foley to watch conference. We watched like the afternoon session of Saturday, and then we went, and then like after that they like showed the priesthood session, but we didn't even get to watch like any of it. Like it wasn't really working that well, and so then like it started and it was just in English, so that was like super cool because I understood it. But then, like, we literally watched, like, the president came up, talked about, like, the change in the Melchizedek priesthood, and then we watched, like, the beginning of President Elder Christofferson, and then that was it. They just turned it off, and we're done. And then we just left, and we just went back to the apartment, and we've been here ever since. So that was, like, kind of a bummer, but so hopefully I can, like, download it all later or something and just watch it. But then like came back here, just kind of chilled, studied a little bit, and then I called Elder Sorensen, who's like my super good buddy. Like him and I have just become like super close, because literally like him and I are like the same person, I swear. Like everything that's like happening to him is like not the same things, but like we just like relate like really well. And I also found out he's going to BYU Idaho as well after his mission, so that's like super awesome. I'm like so stoked about that. And then Elder Austin as well, so like we're just gonna stinking party down there, man. It's gonna be awesome. He also has a Sequoia, so like and he knows like all of the nice Jeep trails down there, so like dude, we're gonna be set. So that's super awesome. So yeah, that was like basically it for today. It was basically my week as well. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week, and can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys tons. Say hi to Olagondudu's sister and brother for me. Love you guys tons.